Chapter 1, The End and the Beginning.
Picture yourself in the scene on the shoreline of Botany Bay, January 1788. It's late morning. You're at the beach with friends and family at a spot you've been coming to all your life. You've already been in for a dip, and now you're sitting on a large, curved boulder overlooking the bay, feeling the summer heat soak into your back. There'll be fish for lunch. The catch is already well underway. You'll all move to the shade of the sandstone overhang in an hour or so. The sun is close to its highest point for the year. The sounds of frolicking are punctuated with the occasional shriek of a childish voice. The younger kids are busy gouging a trench around a mound of sand. You lay back on the smooth, warm rock, letting the sounds wash over you in a contented blur. You tilt your head slightly backwards, giving an upside-down view of the slope behind, the smooth pink angophora trunks against the backdrop of a brilliant blue sky. You close your eyes, faintly aware of the chatter and the oily aroma of grilling fish mingled with wood smoke. Your daydreaming is pierced by a sharp, menacing call.
Warra warra! Warra warra!
You sit bolt upright. There's a buzz of alarm on the beach. Someone pointing out to sea, others running toward the headland. It must be more than the childish squabble you'd initially imagined. Your curiosity turns to apprehension, your heartbeat quickens. You scramble across the rocks and follow the others to the headland. You stand in a group peering across the distant waves. Something strange is approaching, something you've never seen before. Some of the older ones are agitated. They have seen this sight before. In their customary way, the older men begin to relate the story, complete with vivid gestures. Like so many past events, the arrival of strangers long ago in their Murray Nowy had been commemorated and incorporated into stories, song and dance. The story, though told with different words, went something like this.
It came in from the open sea, like a floating island with great white wings. When it reached our bay, strange beings put smaller boats over the side and came ashore. They were peculiar. Their faces were as pale as sand. They offered curious implements and took our fishing spears in return. They tried to communicate with strange sounds, but they couldn't speak properly. They needed water and we helped them. Soon they returned to their boat and left the way they came. We were relieved to see them go. They were so different, not like us at all.
That was many seasons ago now, but it seems the strange visitors are back. You watch as the largest Nowy you have ever seen approaches from the sea. As it gets closer, you try to make out the creatures peering back across the water. You hear one of the older men tell the group to be wary of them. Others are following his lead, brandishing their spears and shouting,
"Warra warra!"
But the shouting and aggressive gestures make no difference. The boats are getting closer. There is discussion now about how to deal with the visitors, and not everyone agrees. You follow the others down the slope to the beach, knowing something very significant is about to happen. This day will be remembered. This story will be related to your children and grandchildren and for generations to come. This day would be the end and the beginning.